Now it is 20 past 10. Good morning. Welcome to today. I am Keno with you all the way through till midday. And I was busy doing a webinar the other day on entrepreneurship, and we had some really interesting entrepreneurs there. And I said, you know what, are there, what happens about poorer areas in entrepreneurship? And David Meynier, who's the Minister for Economic Development, Tourism and Finance in the Western Cape, said, Keno, you should actually go and check out this company called Cloudy Deliveries. And essentially, this is operated by 9 boys from Langa. Well, and the person who's going to tell you more about it is Colin Mkosi. And Cloudy Deliveries, not to be confused with Cloudy. It's Cloudy, as in C-L-O-U-D-Y. Good to have you on the show, Colin.
Hey, Kino. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's such a pleasure, man. It's, you know what? I get excited listening to young people taking the opportunities, not sitting and crying in their porridge, but finding opportunities and grabbing them. So tell us a little bit about the business, what it does, and who the partners are.
Okay, so Cloudy Deliveries, you know, is a delivery service, you know, which to facilitate, you know, the exchange of goods and money between customers and vendors in my community using bicycles. So what people would do is they would collect, they would buy something from any store in Langa, and then they'll go collect the money and buy them the goods, you know, and return, you know, the goods to them using our bicycles. And so we have a bunch of boys, you know, there's 11 boys who are driving the bicycles, and there's 2 boys, you know, who help with the fixing of the bicycle, and then there's myself.
Wow, man, this is so cool. So how did this come about? Let me be a little bit more specific about that question. You know, what there must have been that one thing that happened that gave birth to this particular idea, because I'm really excited about it. Tell me more.
So we had the idea, you know, since 2019, and eventually in 2020 we started. But, you know, I think the idea came from, you know, observation of, you know, of where the world, you know, is going, and how we'll be doing things, you know, in the near future. You'll find that in countries such as, you know, the States, you know, there's, you know, Amazon, which people would order, and then, you know, things will be delivered to their doors. And, you know, ideas like these take time to come to townships. You know, you have to wait, you know, a long time in order for people to see that, you know, things like these could also work, you know, in townships, you know. But
yes,
also one of the things, you know, that, you know, take it is that, you know, when you are young, you're always sent to the shop and you're told to go buy that and that. You don't have, you know, that whenever you have time to sit down, you will say, no, go to the shop or whatever. So but also it also be cool to be able to phone someone to come to your door, get the money and go buy whatever you need. Yeah.
So it's like a hyper-localized Amazon, because I can find whatever I want from Amazon, and then I need to pay for the delivery. I pay a delivery fee, and it arrives a couple of days later, depending on what my option is.
Yeah.
Only challenge is it's very difficult for an Amazon to work in a township, because, you know, if you don't understand the networks and how to get to certain places, because many things, you know, don't have road names, etc., it is very difficult. So you're using local knowledge of a particular area, using local people to do local deliveries. I love it. So how long have you been running now?
So we started in February, and then just before the lockdown, you know, the business, when the lockdown started, the business really boomed. And so we've been operating since February, so that's about 4 months, is it? Yeah.
Oh, this is amazing. So what type of support have you received from business?
We've got support, you know, from people, you know, in the community who helped us, you know, with masks and with the branding of our uniform. You know, we've got discounts, you know, from people branding. And also we also got support from a guy called Tony, who runs an organization which is called Vitae Lilanga. He helped us, you know, with some of his bicycles, so we're using some of his bicycles.
Oh, wow. So if they are business, what I'm going to do is, I'm requesting businesses who want to help you out with this. And also businesses who want to, because, you know, if I'm living somewhere and I want to buy something from the shop, I also want to know what they have in stock in the store. So I would imagine these are people buying basic goods on a daily basis, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it would be interesting to see where you take this business. What are your plans? What are your dreams for this business?
So the plan is, you know, to be able to master what we are doing and, you know, do it effectively, and also to have more bicycles, you know, moving around, you know, the community, as well as to expand to other townships as well, you know, and other communities, and eventually try to have, you know, our own online shop, you know, we buy, we sell, like any goods, you know, goods that people buy, you know, your cool drinks, your bread and stuff, and hopefully you can do deliveries for free and people buy from our shop.
Okay, and so this is great, and I see a lot of potential here, because after COVID-19, I think everybody wants to do things hyper-localized, you know, and that is where these big companies can't do it, and especially when it becomes difficult, and if you don't know an area, you don't know, you know, where to go, when to go there, how to get there, and that is where I think your advantage sits, Colin. And what are the, just let's talk about, you talk about nine boys, right? How, what are the age gaps here? How old are all of you?
So the boys that drive the bicycles are from 16 to 19.
Wow.
And then we also have two 12-year-old boys who help us, you know, with the fixing of the bicycles. So they come in the morning and prepare the bicycles, you know, for the older ones when they come in.
Uh-huh.
And then, yeah. Mm. So I'm 22 years old, so I'm the oldest one.
Oh, wow. And how many deliveries have you kept tabs on? How many deliveries you've done so far, thus far, while, since you've started this business?
Well, per day we average, you know, 5 to 6 deliveries, you know, per bicycle. So at this stage for us, you know, it's a big number and we're growing.
Okay, and who are the ones who normally, is it mainly older people who are ordering who can't really get up and go to stores, or is it pretty much people from a variety of backgrounds?
A lot of old people, you know, would order, but, you know, at the moment, you know, there's a variety of, you know, people, you know, that are doing, you know, the ordering.
Ah, well. Colin, do you guys have a website or something? Or, you know, I would imagine, I would understand if you didn't, but do you have a place that we can go to find out more about the business?
So a week ago, you know, there's a company called Kozen, you know, which offered to help us, you know, create a website. So we recently finished a demo of the website, you know, so it still needs to be fixed, and we need to put, you know, proper content still. But we do have, you know, one. It's called www.cloudydeliveries.co.za.
Cloudy what?
Cloudy Deliveries.
Okay, so it's cloudydeliveries.co.za. That's brilliant. Listen, well done for doing this. All strength and whatever we can do to assist you, we're there. Okay.
Thank you so much.
It's an absolute pleasure. That's Colin Corsi, who is the co-founder of Cloudy Deliveries. You see there, people living in abject poverty deciding, here's a challenge. How do we solve it? They solved it, and they're making money. And that's how you start a business. Not always that easy. But at the end of the day, that is what I was talking about right at the beginning of the show. It is 10:28, and you are listening to Today on 567 Medium Wave Cape Talk. I'm Kino Cummings.